Alright, here we go. Chapter 20. Author's note. I said I do not care what you think. Stop flam... Okay, if she doesn't care what the flamers think, why is she constantly pestering them to stop flaming? And she dedicates an entire, like, section before the chapter starts to letting the people know that if they flame, they're preps. They should... And that they should just stop being such preps to them. Okay. She'll be on vacation to Transylvania, she says. I'm not going to read that. Okay, anyways. All day I wondered what the surprise was. Meanwhile, I pot on a black letter mini. A black corset. Okay, she's saying shit that she, did. What the fucking hell are you doing? I shouted angrily. It was Lupin. Are you going to come rape me or what? I yelled. Wait, what? I was allowed to say that because Dumbledore had told us all to be careful around him and snap since he was a pedo. No, actually. Get it? Hell. What? Oh. Is it because she wrote the word hell in the misspelled, the terrible butchering of the word actually? That's not funny, writer. That's, your puns are just getting worse and worse, and I'm getting mad right now. When you said die instead of tie, there was some sort of redeeming quality in that, maybe just a little bit, that it was funny to make fun of, but this is just a bit too much. This is crossing the line. This is bad. No. No. That's not funny. Stop trying to be funny. Can I please borrow some condoms? He growled angrily. Yeah, so you can fuck your 6-year-old girlfriend, huh? I shouted sarcastically. What? That's not a thing that you tell a pedo. He could have been like, yes. Where am I? Fucker, he said, going away. Well, anyway, I put on some black eyeshadow, black eyeliner, and got some black lipstick, black fucking everything. There, I saved you a whole shitload of time. Then I went. Then I gasped. Pause. Snake and Lupin were in the middle of the empty hall doing it, and Dobby was watching. Oh, shit. What I want to know is what Dobby's doing there. Like, what is it? What is he partaking in this situation here? Oh my god, you ludicrous idiot! They both shouted angrily when they saw me. Dobby ran away crying. Oh man, now I don't get to see them fuck. They got up, though. Normally I would have been turned on. I love seeing guys do it. But both of them were fucking preps. By the way, Snake is moved to Gryffindor now. What the fuck? Is that why you wanted condoms? I asked sadistically. See, I spelled that. Oh, congratulations. You just need to work on a lot of other shit. Now you're a big person. You're a big girl now. You can spell sadistically. Good job. Good job. Only you wouldn't give them to me, Lumpkins shouted angrily. Well, you should have told me, I replied. You dimwit, I snarked. Well, excuse me, they both shouted angrily. What was that all about? It was to... Okay, hold on. Where am I? You dimwit, Snake began to shoot angrily. And then I took out my black camera and took a pic of them. You could see that they were naked and everything. Well, excuse me, they both shouted angrily. What was that all about? It was to blackmail you, I snarked. So now next time you see me doing it with my boyfriend, you can't fucking rat me out or I'll show this to Dumbledore. So fuck off, you bastards. I started to run. They chased me, but I threw my wound at them and they tripped over it. Well, anyway, I went outside and there was Vampire looking extremely fucking hot. What the fuck? Where's Draco? I asked him. Oh, he's being a fucking bastard. He told me he wouldn't come. Okay, I love this. She spelled cum like C-U-M. Like cum. Coming cum. Oh. Vampire said, shaking his head. You want to come with me? She spelled it that way again. To the concert? Then he showed me his flying car. I gasped. It was a black car. She tends to gasp a lot, doesn't she? She gasps an exceedingly amount of times in this story throughout the course of this tale that we're reading here. She gasps way too much.